Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is The Burt Show.
All right, so producer Carl with his At Mike Music. All eyes on me. Look, the Braves do this.
Whenever your hair's would have been nowadays. They wear on you.
When a player comes up at the Braves game, they've got their own mic music. Mm-hmm. And I want to give proper credit to, I think it's Troy Gloss, the new Atlanta Brave, is using Tricky by Run DMC.
Oh, yeah.
This is At Mike Music.
Right.
Much love.
Oh, that's real
good
hot.
Good choice. Good choice. I always want to hear the whole song.
Right?
When they step up to the plate and they start playing it, I get all excited. I'm like, oh. Could you just hold off on batting for a second? I want to hear some more of that.
So, producer Carl here, I learned a little bit about his own blackness last week.
Yeah, I was sitting there talking to, now this is normal to me. And actually, I found, since the conversation that I've had with intern Brandon and producer Natalie, I found out that's really not rare. But speaking with them, they made it seem that it was rare to me. This is something I've been doing my whole life.
Okay.
During every summer, I try to get darker. I'm a dark-skinned black man. Mm-hmm. But during every summer, I like to go out. I don't, like I said, I don't tan. Don't get me wrong. Don't get it twisted, everybody. I don't go out tanning and tanning beds with tanning solution, all that stuff.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but one of those mirrored things.
Yeah,
in front of you
know,
right.
Ain't that freaky?
It's a baby oil on.
Grease up. But I do go out when I'm outside and maybe cutting the grass or outside with my kids. I'm conscientious of that I'm getting darker, that I'm out in the sun. So I'm not hiding. I'm not ducking from the shade, anything like that.
It's making you feel better, though.
Yeah,
you
definitely, okay. Definitely.
And you're not wearing sunscreen?
Not at all.
Okay.
Not at all. So what I'm really, when I found out that melanin was protecting, you know, when I was a kid, and I found out that, you know, melanin, what makes your skin darker, is a protectant and things like that.
Melatonin.
Melatonin.
Is that what you're talking
melatonin.
About?
Melatonin. Uh-huh. Exactly. It's a protectant. What
no,
I did.
He's right. He's right.
Melanin.
Melatonin is in your skin. Melatonin is the stuff that makes you sleep.
Yeah.
Okay. What? Yeah.
You're confusing me, Bert.
I know.
Bert, what if that is
Carl,
your.
Carl, stand strong.
I know
you're
I know
right.
myself. Listen.
You're the black man in the room.
Right.
What if that's your sleeping problem?
Is it I'm taking?
Because you tan so much. So what if you've been taking melatonin so you get darker and you just can't stay awake?
But yeah, so I go out and I conscientiously try to get darker during the mm-hmm. summer. And you know, it hasn't been like a big thing to me. We were just sitting around kicking the Willy Bobo, me and intern Brandon and Natalie. And they come to find out, they looked at me like, what? You get darker? You try to get darker? I'm like, yeah, you know, I want to darken up a little bit. The blacker the berry, baby, sweeter the juice.
So, I've seen that movie.
But yeah, but like I said, since
then,
They think it's off. But I've asked a few other black people around, and they said, yeah, they do the same thing. So,
really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't know that you would purposely go out and try to get darker.
I had no idea either.
Really?
Do most black people want to get darker, or do they want to stay lighter?
You know what? I had a listener. She sent me an email saying, I don't represent the whole black race. Well, right. Listen, let me represent myself. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, Carl's in a tough spot. When he comes in here to do like ask a race, and he's supposed to ask for an entire community of black people, that's a bit of a tall order.
It's tough trying to represent the whole race, right?
Here's Shauna. Good morning, Shauna. You're on The Burt Show. Hi.
I was just calling because I remember my grandmother always told me, do not go outside and become a tar baby. So that has kind of been in my mind, and I always put sunblock. If I can get sunblock 1,000, I will put that all over my face, body, anything that's exposed to the sun because, I just grew up that it was not a really good idea to get extra black in the summer.
And she said you'll become a what?
A tar baby?
What's that?
Again, you know, that's old people, and that's, you know, how they said it.
It's a
little dry. That's always stuck in my mind.
I don't understand what it's.
That's not a good term.
It's not a good term.
Oh, boy.
Yeah,
that's very, very, very derogatory, baby.
Well, I completely understand, but that's kind of the perception of just older, caramel skin, black folks, and that, you know, what I grew up with.
Wow. Right.
And so that just precipitates even today that I don't go outside in the sun without making sure I keep sunblock in my purse, in the car, everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask a somewhat maybe ignorant question?
Sure.
Do black folks get skin cancer less than white folks? Does the melanin in your skin protect you from skin cancer?
From what I understand, yes. I haven't heard of too many black people with skin. And of course, they're out there, y'all. Mm-hmm. But I don't hear, it's not a common thing in my topic of conversation with people I hang around with.
Because it's, I mean, it's certainly common for lighter skinned people. Mm-hmm. I mean, for me, I go to the dermatologist once a year. I've had to have, like, you know, sunspots and stuff removed. Like, they're like saying wear 70 every single day and all that kind of stuff. I just wondered if you're.
I just got one cut out.
If it protects your skin.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it definitely protects your skin.
Darker color
melanin
protects
definitely
you.
Protects your skin. Definitely. And actually, you know, the color like of black, maybe some people's gum, that's the darkness of the gum, that's melanin also. The gum, the lips, all that. That's all melanin.
Good morning, traveling. Natalie. You're on the Burt Show, hi.
Yes, I tan.
You
if
do.
I'm spending the money to go on a vacation, mm-hmm. I'm going to lay out in the sun.
Right.
I'm going to enjoy where I am, and I'm going to tan. I love getting just that nice, crisp darkness. I
me
love
too.
It.
Exactly. Right. And that's exactly what I'm looking for.
You feel like you look healthier when you're even darker than your black skin.
Yes, it's almost like my skin tone is more even, and I don't know, I feel good when
me
I'm
too.
Darker.
Okay. Me too.
Now,
I just like
Natalie,
the golden darkness of it.
Are you, Natalie, are you a light-skinned black woman? Or are you, because Carl's pretty dark dude.
Yeah, I'm dark.
Yeah,
I would be considered
dark
skin.
I'm a caramel black.
Okay.
Caramel black. Okay.
Because I could see that, but with your skin color is dark. I would never have.
Yeah.
But I can see you've been wearing some sunglasses right now.
And you know what? I don't wear the sunglasses because I don't want to have that right. You know, that tan look.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey, Sarah, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to say I'm a light-skinned black woman, and I have darker brothers and sisters, and I've always envied darker black people. So every summer I make sure I go out and tan.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not necessarily tan, but get that caramel color to my skin.
Right.
I just think it's beautiful. That's what I love about summertime and getting
exactly.
dark.
Okay.
Exactly.
I don't know. Well, I feel ignorant because I never thought about it.
Me neither.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because it's like a pride of honor. Like, I'll go outside one day and I'll tan. I tan real easy. I get dark. Just in the summertime, just recognize me one day when I come in here. Because I'll go outside.
Wow, Carl, you are looking black today.
Right. Real nice and coming around. But I'll tan and then I'll go inside the house and then I'll look at myself in the mirror and like, okay, yeah, it's nice now. But it's like, it's good to hear other people out there doing that because I didn't realize that it was I was the only
Carl
one.
Thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Jen, you asked the question about skin cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, Jennifer. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Good morning. Hi. I was going to answer your question. A friend of mine, she lost a friend to skin cancer, and she was black. So just to answer your question, yes.
So it can happen. I would wonder what the percentages are. Mm-hmm. But it's
well, I just wonder what the science behind it is. Does the melanin protect you from the sun or does it not? Or you have a higher tolerance for it or not? I don't know.
I can't speak to that because I still think it's melatonin.
Right.
You still think it's what you need to take to go to sleep.
Bert, I think my whole life I've been saying melatonin.
Bert is still striving to get to a pasty Carl. Like, that's what he works for.
A real bright type of dark type of Carl, right?
All right, thanks, dude.
All right, y'all.
This is The Burt Show.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.